All right, Electrical Beasts, welcome to the final episode of the 30 Days of Cody. And you're probably wondering about the title of this episode, Don't Buy Cody, and wondering why I'd go to all this trouble promoting and trying to get you guys to check Cody out and then just at the last minute tell you not to buy Cody. Well, good reason for this. So let me just go through this for a minute and tell you that not buying their product is probably something, you know, probably advice that Apple should have given when it released the iPhone, or that even Tesla should have given when they started selling cars. You know, they probably should have told everybody, don't buy our product. You know, neither of these super, you know, super duper successful companies have yet to release a perfectly flawless product. So the question is, how dare they? You know, I can't believe that they would even think about releasing a product that wasn't perfect the first time that it came off the assembly line. You know, iPhones are riddled with problems, you know, software crashes, hardware malfunctions. And of course, everybody has been reading the news about battery issues, yet they keep building the iPhones for us to buy. You know, I can't believe it. You know, the same thing with Tesla. You know, doors and hoods won't open. They're having production issues. The autonomous cars are crashing. And I'm sure the list could go on and on. And you just can't believe that these guys would put products out like this, right? But both of these companies keep building and selling their products. They dare to keep selling products because they're innovators. They want to provide the customer with the best that they have, even though the best they have isn't perfect and it probably never will be. Okay, there's always going to be software issues and unfortunately cars are going to crash. There's always going to be hardware problems. There's always going to be the human element that comes along with the innovation. So where am I going with this? So this month has been full of information being thrown your way. You know, of course, it's all been about what Cody can do up to this point. And I've done it because I'm super excited about this resource and the possibilities that it's going to bring to the trade. But now it's time that Cody's going to get out into the wild, and it's time for the disclaimer. Okay? So don't buy Cody if you think that Cody's going to be perfect. Don't buy Cody if you think Cody's going to have all of the answers you're ever going to need right away. And don't do it if you think Cody's going to take the responsibility from you to know what you're doing. All right. Don't think that don't buy Cody if you think that you're never going to have to look at the NEC again, or if you're looking for a shortcut to become one of the greats out there. And especially don't buy Cody if you want to pay a lot more later on when you finally decide to buy it. But here's my encouragement. Do buy Cody if you want to buy a tool that's going to help you on your path to greatness. Do buy Cody if you want a tool that will help you become more efficient, more knowledgeable. And buy Cody if you want help finding answers to code and other types of electrical questions, which the database is growing every single day. It's not complete. It never will be complete. And we're adding to it every single day. And if you want to invest in the beta version now at a lower price, then this is the time to get Cody. You know, this is going to help us hire more developers and speed up the process. Also, buy Cody if you want to save countless hours of research to questions that you need answers to. You know, Cody is no different than the coolest products that you own. You know, this is just the first version, just like they all had a first version. Cody's going to have bugs. It's not going to have all the answers. It's going to get better every single day. I promise it's going to be awesome. It's going to change the industry, and it's going to make your life easier. So just remember, if you're planning on getting Cody right now, which I hope you will, you're going to get the lowest price it's ever going to be from this point forward. You're going to help speed up the development process, and you're going to be part of making something great. So basically, here you go. Cody's beta version is now available in the App Store. You know, and all you got to do is head over to Cody.app. That's Cody.app. Cody.app. And watch the video, watch how Cody works. And here's the other little kicker: is Cody is only going to be live in the App Store Friday, June 1st. So if you have any reservations about getting Cody, then maybe that'll help you along. Only available in the App Store Friday, June 1st, 2018. And then we're going to take it all back off of the App Store, and we'll decide when it goes back on again. It may be next month. It may be next quarter. We're not sure yet until we make a few tweaks. But maybe that'll help you make that decision, knowing that it's only available for the one day, and when it comes back to the App Store, it's going to be more expensive. So anyways, thank you for all your support this month. It's been great. We've had over 30,000 downloads this month of the Stuff Electrician Should Know podcast. And we're looking for another month of wonderful downloads, wonderful support, and more Cody to come. So thanks again for tuning in. And until next time, stay grounded.